Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Right, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. I'd like to go back. We were in the middle of discussing something, so I'd like to go back to what we were discussing. And we started talking about Oino. So we're talking about Oino nowadays and overcharging and pricing structures, etc., etc. So we started off, this is not my shtickle, this is a shtickle that Reb Mendel Shaffer, one of the biggest Dayanim in Chosh Mishpa, put together in Eretz Yisrael. So we started off first with a tour. We mentioned this tour, I just want to recap on the tour because it's important to go back to that. And then we got into the Archa Shulchan, but we didn't really finish the Archa Shulchan, and this is where we're going to get into today. So again, the tour set, he asked the question. When it comes to Oino, let's just review. The halacha of Oino is as follows. Both the buyer and the seller are not allowed to rip each other off. That means, if I know that the seller has no clue what he's selling, and he's selling an item that's worth 100 pounds for 50 pounds, and I think, oi, Nebuchadnezzar is such a tomim, and I buy it off him, all the things for 50 pounds, and I make a fortune on it, that's awesome, and then I know. Vice versa. If I know that the seller is a tamimus tikka guy, and I have an item worth 20 pounds, and I sell it to him for 100, and tell him, no, he's getting a good deal, so then I, as a seller, am oi, very no. That's the halacha of Oino. Now, within Oino, there are gradations. Grade number one is less than a sixth. Any amount that's less than a sixth, more than the price that it's meant to be, which we will have to discuss. We're going to discuss if there's such a thing as market value or not. But any time you have a price that's more than that's a bit more than the normal price, but less than a sixth more, then that's considered Oino, but he's Moshe. Or some say it's not Oino at all. If it's a sixth exactly, then it's Oino, you must give back that extra money. If it's more than a sixth, either the seller or the buyer are allowed to take back the sale. That's the halacha as far as Oino is concerned. And now we were asking the question, because in many instances and in many places nowadays, you will find different prices. You go to five kosher shops, you will find five different prices. You go to five different electrical shops buying the same item, you'll find different prices. And therefore, what is the price? Is therefore Oino going to be find the lowest price in the market and a sixth more than that lowest price in the market is already considered Oino? Or you might say, well, the person will say, I might as well shut my shop because I got different overheads. I can't compete with whoever it might be. So for example, I know in the kosher, I mean, Nachum Novitz not here now yet, but you know, I know in the kosher food space now at the moment, there's this kosher market. Kosher market is a warehouse, literally. Ayelev Kov has a warehouse for all of his stuff. He's taken a part of his warehouse. He set it aside now as to turn it into a shop. Lots of people go and buy their food over there. And the prices and the margins there are smaller, are different, and that's why he's able to charge a lot less. So you'll say, well, doesn't make sense. I own a shop in the middle of Leicester Road. I have to pay a lot more staff. I have to pay for a much nicer upkeep. This is just a warehouse. People come, they buy stuff, it's lying around a warehouse. How can I compete with them? So you're going to say, well, now Eilid Cope's shop is the cheapest shop on the block, so they're charging £1 for an item. If you charge £1.20 for that, you're over and off. So you say, but if I charge £1.15 for it, I'm losing money on it because my overheads are too big. So how could you say that? So we're going to have to get into this discussion. What is Oino? What is not Oino nowadays? So the Rosh asked the following question. Well, the Rosh is mistapping in the following thing. He says, do we say that Oino means any amount more than the price is meant to be is considered Oino? So if an item is a pound and I charge you £1.05, I was over the Isra Oino because that's also midiraisa to overcharge you. No, boss. So why did Chazal say I get up to a sixth to be able to charge you extra and it's not a problem? Says the Rosh, because people need to evaluate that item. It's very hard to get an exact price on most items. What's the exact price of something is very difficult. I'm sure there are many factories or many companies that have made these mistakes and they've been producing items for years and losing money on it because they haven't included every single cost. When you include every single cost, you have to include literally everything to it. It becomes a whole different story. See, sometimes you find out it's almost like the Ryanair thing. You go onto the Ryanair website and you want to book a ticket. How much is a ticket on Ryanair if you get the cheapest tickets? $19.95. How much will you end up paying? Nearly £100. Why? You need a suitcase, so that's extra. And you need to pay for fast track, so that's extra. And you're going to choose yourself a seat, and that's extra. And then you want to get parking over here. So by the time you finish, they've thrown on this and thrown on that, and now it's only £100. Right?
It's a different product.
Pardon?
Not the price of the ticket.
But the bottom line is, many times when you buy an item, let's say, so if you go to a factory and you say to the factory, but people are making mistakes. People walk in, you go to a factory and you say to the factory, how much is this? And the factory says to you, we will sell you this cheese as £1 apiece. It's not going to cost you £1 because there's delivery costs, there's stocking costs, there's electricity costs that keeps you, there, you know, your fridge is going. It's not costing you only £1. And if you're not going to put everything in, you can say, well, it cost me £1, so I added 10 pence, I'm making 10% on it, but it could be it's costing you £1.15, and you didn't add in all the costs, and you lose 5p on every single one of them.
You have to add it all.
Pardon? All right, so that's what I'm saying, but people make mistakes and don't add in all the costs, and then they make that, you know? So it's impossible, that's what Arosh is trying to say, that to try to get an exact price, to put your finger on an item and say, this is how much it costs, is near impossible. And therefore, Chazal didn't say that Oinah is going to be to the penny. It's impossible. Because who knows what the price of something is? Nobody really knows the price is this, the price is that. We don't know. And therefore, because we don't know the exact price of items, Chazal said there has to be a range of prices that I'm willing to accept. But if I know, I know. If I know an item has cost £1, and that for sure cost £1, then that is the price. And any more than £1 on that will be or no. That's one side. Now, let me finish my things and then I'll have to, right? That's side number one, that or no means you pay more than the set price. Okay? It's just I don't know what the set price is. Because it's impossible for us to figure out the set price, therefore that's why it's or no. Okay? So that's one sign of Chazal. Chazal said, ignores any amount more than what it's meant to be. It's just that there's a range of prices because we can't figure out the exact price. That's number one. Number two, says the Rosh, or we say, no. It's not pshat that a penny more than what it costs is a no. It's not a no. Of anyone who goes, because that's called Mekach Memker. Sales happen like that. There are times where an individual is willing to pay more for an item. There's a time where the shop is willing to get rid of something cheaper. You want to get rid of something, it's old stock, it's sitting by you, you put it on sale, you try to just get rid of it. It's taking up too much shelf space. You have in every shop, there's only that much space that you're going to have. So if you're going to have last year's books, and 2 years ago books, and 3 years ago books from Schleimer, so at one point or another, people are going to say, I need to put these on sale, even if Art School doesn't, because otherwise the shop's going to get too full, right? So everybody has to do that. So there'll be times where you'll have to get rid of things cheaper. There'll be times where it's going to be, people are going to be willing to pay more for items. So I know that this doesn't happen, but my guess would be that a matzah for Rosh Hashanah is going to be cheaper at Purim, should have been cheaper at Purim time, than it should be in Milav Elul. Because in Milav Elul, everybody wants a matzah for Rosh Hashanah. Purim time, nobody needs a matzah for Rosh Hashanah. So we don't change the prices because there's more or less, you know, different pricing models that we have that prices stay stable. But in many instances, you'll have items that are literally seasonal. And as the season comes, the price goes up. As the season goes away, the price goes down. That's it. That's what you have. And therefore, the Rosh says, it's not enough to have... It's not enough to have between up to 1/6 or below 1/6, because that is Mecca Chumemka. That is business. In business, sometimes I charge more, sometimes I charge less. Pricing is fluid because... In the end of the day, that's how business works. And therefore, if I charge you, if a price of an item is £1 and I charge you £1.10 for it, even if I know the exact price of this item is £1, it's not enough, says the second side of the Rosh. Because that's business. And if you pay 90 pence for it, it's also not enough. Why? That's business. Okay? That's the Tzut Starim and the Rosh. And the Rosh says, Lemaisa is machmer in both directions. They said we have to be machmer in both things. Okay. So now we can hear your question. Yes?
So two Jewish bakeries, I won't mention the names. Each sandwich, one charges £1.99, the other £3.50.
Yeah, okay, but that's different because they can say, I have different bread, I have a different recipe for the egg sandwich, etc., etc. There is, so that's an interesting discussion. I think we had it last time we spoke about it. How come some bakers will charge £1 for a Danish and another baker will charge £1.50 for a Danish? So there are different, the bakeries can say, A, we might use different ingredients, B, our Danish is better, and therefore we can charge £1.50.
My baker's more expensive.
My baker's more expensive, whatever it is. No. There's lots of things that go into, so there won't be, and that's what we're going to get into over here, but there won't really be a no over there because the input is different. Right? If we're both, one second, let me just finish the point and then come back to your question. Let's say we're both selling the same MH milk. Okay, it's the same Golden Valley milk. Then we can have an argument, how come one of them is charging £2 for it and one of them is charging £3 for it? Somebody's getting ripped off over here. But if I make a baked item and you make a baked item, and mine is mine and yours is yours, then I can easily say my baked item is qualitatively much better, it's bigger, etc., etc. I get to charge more for my item because it's a better item. I don't have to match your price, because my egg salad is better than yours, my bread is better than yours, my sandwich is better filled than yours, it's not just a tiny thin sandwich, it's got a lot of filling. I also put in cress and other vegetables, so that's why I charge £3.50 for my sandwich. So I would be allowed to do that. Yeah? One at a time, you were saying?
Yeah, you're not allowed to buy from him. He's not forcing you to buy. It's your.
You
no, but that's, okay, so that's an interesting one. Now, a lot of I know is, but that's the point of I know we're going to come back to. The point of my no sometimes is that I'm taking advantage, right? I can't take advantage. So let's say before Pesach, all the matzah salespeople decide from now on it's £130 a kilo matzah. They all decided that. And they're taking advantage. Because what are you going to do? You're not going to buy matzah. Right? But if you say, this is the price because this is what I have and everybody around is somewhere between £40 and £50 a kilo, then that's where it's going to be. But if I change it now to 150 to take advantage, that's also. We're going to come into the same thing about, well, the discussion will be about the shrekim. You walk into the shop and the guy says, you want this estrogen, £150. So is that taking advantage of you? £150 for a lemon? It's a lemon, for goodness sake. Why are you charging £150 for a lemon? In a week's time, you won't even get 50p for that lemon. I don't care how nice the gittel is and I don't care how clean it is. You'll use it for jam and it's worthless because nobody wants to eat this estrogen jam. Except for pregnant ladies who get stuck eating it. No? See, nobody eats Esrog jam. There's a reason why they don't sell the Tu B'Shvat fruit all year round. They're not as good as the regular fruit, right? There's a reason why people don't eat Esrog jam. They don't sell Esrog jam in most shops. You have to have some lady who's doing a chesed making the Esrog jam. Because it's mamash a chesed to everyone. Here, take this. Why? It'll be an easy birth. Oh, yeah. I guess it's almost as bad as having a baby. So then that's, you know, you were yoked to the pain with eating the Esrog jam. You don't need to have the baby. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
People want that ticket.
So we're gonna talk about that as well. We're gonna talk about that. So there is a secondary market for that as well. If you are on a secondary market, you will find that there are lots and lots of people that are gonna be willing to pay somewhere between £750 and £1,100 for that ticket. So that the ticket that you get, the point is that it's very hard to get a ticket for Manchester United. So I go to you and I come to Manchester United and somehow I've managed to secure a ticket for a very, very prestigious game. And it costs me £50, because that's all it costs me. Now other people are going to say, but I'm desperate to go to this game. I want to watch this game. So the people all around them are willing to pay £1,000 for it. I remember my son went into the Wimbledon ballot and I told him, you're never going to win it, and he won it. Yeah, that's what happened. And we ended up going to Wimbledon together and we got out of the station over there. I can't remember the name of the station in Southwest London. We got out of the station and the people standing there standing said, who has tickets today to Wimbledon? So I said to my son, let's just go over. So I went over to the fella and I said, we got tickets, two tickets center court today in Wimbledon. That's what we had. He won two tickets center court. 2019, we watched Rafael Nadal play Nick Kyrgios. That, you know, we got stuck over there. So I walked over to the fella, I said, I got two tickets now center court today. He goes, really? I'll give you £12.50 each. I paid £80 on them. Pardon? I was going to sell them. I said to my son, I said, I'm for £12.50 each. We're not going to Wimbledon, £2,500, let's go home. Right? Anyway, then he had one look at our tickets. He goes, no, these aren't debenture tickets. These aren't sellable tickets. Really, the tickets, I mean, in the end, they didn't check my passport. They didn't check our ID on the way in. But if they do check your ID on the way in and it doesn't match, you don't get in. So he says, I'm not willing to give you £12.50 for a ticket that the guy's going to buy it off me. He's going to get denied entry at the door. So therefore, he didn't buy them in the end. Otherwise, we probably could have found somebody who would have bought off us like that. Why is there somebody paying £1,250? They don't want to wait online 4 hours to stand, not to get into center court. There is a secondary market for it. So that's the market, that's the price. Right?
As a mocha,
yes.
As a mocha, is LL correct?
Okay, so that's an interesting question. As a market, it's halal, correct. So what is the, so the question will be like this. What is the standard price for a plane ticket to Eretz Yisrael? Is there a standard price?
No.
One second.
They're taking advantage of
Yeah, a lot of people feel they're taking advantage of the situation. So it used to be £200 to get to Eretz Yisrael, today it's £600 to get to Eretz Yisrael. So they'll tell you, we're not taking advantage because our insurance costs are higher, we need to take the risk to fly into Eretz Yisrael with bombs going all over the place. Not every stewardess wants to be on our planes, not every pilot wants to fly. It's costing us a lot more money, and at the moment, we're the only people that are willing to take you from London all the way to Eretz Yisrael. So you'll have to pay for that, right? That's what you're paying for. It's a special service. It's not something that, and that's what we're going to talk about, is it's something that doesn't exist all around and that doesn't have a set price. You can't charge or not, right? Even going back to the old days, how come an LL ticket in February, when there was no war, how come an EasyJet ticket in February, you could have gotten round trip to Eretz Yisrael for £160, and in August was round trip £800 or £700? That's supply and demand.
No, it's not supply, it's because of demand.
Correct, that's demand.
It's demand.
But there's a limited supply also. If there was more supply, they wouldn't charge you that, they'd just take more people.
Don't really have these increased costs, or they're working on a much, much bigger margin because of the situation.
They are taking advantage of the situation, and I think people would feel, I mean, there is in halacha something called mafkia sha'arim. That means people go and they take the price and they just put it through the roof. Right? Yeah. On the other hand, Alal could also say to you, and I think this might be a time again about Mafkir Sharim, Alal would say, you don't have to fly to Eretz Yisrael now. You say, well, my best friend's making a chasna in Eretz Yisrael. You've been to every chasna that of your any good friend that you've had. I'm sure you've missed chasnas in the past. So you miss this chasna. It costs £800 to get to Eretz Yisrael. You want to buy it. You don't want to don't buy it. Don't tell me I have to make a low price just because you want to go to chasna. So they can put the price at wherever they want to. It's unfortunate. But I don't even know if they fit the category of mafkir sharon. Whereas if for example, going back to the example of the matzahs that I gave before, if everybody put the price of the matzahs to £150, that's called mafkir sharon. Because what am I meant to eat over Pesach? So, well, have bread. There is, you know, it's Pesach. I can't have anything else. I need matzah. I'm going to have 20 people at my house for an entire 8 days. What are they going to eat? So that's called mafkir sharon. But with flights, you want to go somewhere, you want to go somewhere. You don't want to go there, don't go there. Don't tell me I should put the price there. I can put the price wherever I want to.
Same as a bakery.
Pardon?
Same as a bakery. You can say, you don't have to come to me, you go somewhere else to buy Danish.
Okay, but the point about the bakery again is, and this is what we're going to come to, is that the bakery makes the special item. It's the same true with Allah. Everything is special. Okay? And because it's special, that means that nobody offers the same exact product. Right? You can get another flight to Eretz Yisrael, but nobody offers exactly Allah. So they'll say, we have better stewardesses, we have nicer planes, we treat you better on the plane, we have more drinks, we have a better entertainment. I don't know what they're going to say, but they have kindness to say that it's not exactly the same. Once it's not exactly the same, there isn't an exact item to compare to, so there's no price for it. The price is what the market decides.
So we're all saying, then, what you're saying is, we're this competition, you charge what you want. I would charge £15 for a sandwich, because you don't buy it or don't buy it.
Fine.
What do I care?
Yes, correct. Correct. There's no in on that. You're just going to not make any money because no one's going to come to you for 15 quid per sandwich, right? No, but that's, you have to realize that demand is going to bring the price down. That's the market forces, that if I charge 15 quid for a sandwich, nobody's going to come into my bakery to buy a sandwich. Like, how come I'm not selling any sandwiches? Pardon?
I'm not the one I know if I do charge.
No, you're not the one I know if you do charge that, because you're allowed to charge £50 per sandwich if you want to.
You didn't have a monopoly, then we shouldn't.
If you had a monopoly.
Let's say I was had a sandwich shop in.
Okay, so even then, so we're going to come to that, we're going to talk about that. You go and you want to buy a Coke in the airport, you want to go buy a Coke on the top of the mountain, right? How much is it going to cost you for a Coke on top of the mountain? 6 quid? For an 85 pence Coke? That they bought in Costco probably for 35 pence? So making 20x. That's not right. That's what you pay for. Anyway, so, point number one, the Rosh makes the point number. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan makes point number one about this. Let's try at least get through the 3 points of Aruch HaShulchan, and then next time we'll have to see what else we're going to do about this. There's another Indian over here. Point number one says the Aruch HaShulchan. What the Rosh is saying here is that the whole reason we're unsure about Einar is because it's difficult to give an exact price on items. That was the first step. I cannot put an exact price on something because everybody has a different price depending on my overheads, depending on my delivery costs, depending on my rent. All these different things will make a difference to the price I'm going to put on it. And therefore, says the Rosh, that there is no Oino over there, because, or that the Oino is very hard to target because I cannot say where it is. But let's go back to the example that we gave last time. If you have a state given price, for example, in Eretz Yisrael, milk is at a specific price. So only one or two types of them, I think one type of milk. And one type of bread from Angel and from Berman, specific price. That is the price. So then, 10 pence more than that, is this already a no? Because you can't tell me, oh, I don't know the price of this item. You do know the price of this item. The price of this item is 4 shekels in every shop, no matter where you go. That's the price. So you can't charge 4 shekels in 10 agarot. So you say, but it's less than a sixth. Doesn't matter, but you knew the price. The whole din of mechila is because we say it's impossible for me to figure out what the real price of an item is. But where it's possible for me to figure out the real price of an item, dahainu, it's 4 shekel, like it or leave it, and that's the price of the item. Any more than that is a no. That's number one. Number two, when we spoke about doing, the second side was that sometimes I'm willing to pay more for an item or you're willing to sell it for less because of market forces. Says therefore the Aruch HaShulchan, says there, that we see from the Rosh over here that it's only if market forces push me in a certain direction to buy an item. So let's say I'm making a simcha. Because I'm making a simcha, I need Coke. Now Coke's recently gone up in price. So I wouldn't have bought so much Coke normally, but today I need Coke, so I'm gonna go into shop and whatever Coke costs, I'm gonna buy it. Because I'm making a simcha and I need to have soft drinks. I'm not only gonna put out water because my wife's gonna say that's not good enough. You're stuck, pardon? So I'm buying it because my needs say buy this even if it's more expensive, right? But what if my needs don't say it's more expensive, right? What if it's just I'm a Tommen, I just don't know. And so therefore, you're charging more not because of the need, and I'm not paying more because I want to pay more, I'm happy to pay more. In some instances, I'm happy to pay more because I need this item. In other instances, I'm not happy to pay more. I mean, I'm never happy to pay more, but in some instances, I'm willing to pay more. And in other instances, I'm paying more because I'm a tembel, because I don't know anything. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that second side, if you're paying more due to your lack of knowledge, not due to the fact that you're desperate for this item, that's also called oino. Because
you want the seller, not the buyer.
Pardon?
You want the seller.
Yeah,
you're buying more. You're paying more because I'm selling and charging you more.
Yeah, you're charging me more, but you're charging me more. Why are you charging me more?
I'm taking advantage of you because you're making a chasna today.
Pardon?
I'm taking advantage of you because you're making a chasna today.
So the halacha is that if I know that that's the price and I'm making a chasna today and that's what I need to pay because I'm making a chasna, as long as it's within a certain amount, it's okay. But if you know that I have no idea of prices and therefore you're going to charge me more because I have no idea of prices,
sell it then.
Yeah, that's a seller's or not. And vice versa, by the way. If I know that the moicher is selling because he needs to get rid of stock, then I can pay a certain amount, I can pay whatever the moicher wants to sell it for. But if I know that the moicher doesn't know how to do his maths right, okay? So he's going to get it wrong, as Jackie Mason tells a famous story. The guy with the watches below market value. A guy went and he bought a watch from somebody and he says, you're getting a great deal on this. This watch is below cost. It's below cost, you're buying it below cost. So the guy said to him, if you're selling this watch below cost, how do you make any money? He goes, we sell a lot of watches, right? But, you know, it doesn't work like that. So the guy's selling below cost. Why is he selling below cost? Either he's selling below cost because he needs to get rid of stuff. So if he needs to get rid of stuff, then he knows what he's doing. So then you're allowed to buy whatever price it is. I need this out. Sometimes, you know, that's what closeouts are. There are lots of people that make fortune on this. You buy things to a penny or 2 pennies to the pound because they're just, companies have gone bust and they're left with 100,000 items and you'll buy all 100,000 and you make money on it. There are a lot of people that make a lot of business on it. Right? Brendan Atkinson. And they do this kind of stuff. But what if the moicher is clueless, and I know the moicher is clueless, and I'm taking advantage of the moicher, then even if it's less than a six, it's me taking advantage of it. Because that's not already business. It's not shot that the guy, because of business, some people charge more and some people charge less. The fact is the guy is a tembel, he does no prices. So I don't have to, in that instance, the halacha says, and that'll be oino. But lastly, says, we learn that from the Rosh Hakula. So these were the two chumras in the Rosh. Number one, Two Gomers and the Rosh said that the Arjun and the Rosh. Number one, when you know the price is an exact price, you're not allowed to charge more than that price. That's number one. You don't have the leeway of a sixth. Number two, that Onah is only okay when the person who's buying or the person who's selling knows that there is slightly more, slightly less in this product, but they're still willing to go ahead with it, as opposed to just taking advantage of somebody who has no clue. And lastly, and again, it's taking advantage, not because that's my pricing. I'm taking advantage. Lastly says, but the point is that it has to be an item that everybody sells at the same price. But if the item is different, has different prices, like we said before, if you have an item, going back to the bakery, right? So I make my items with my flour, with my eggs, with my mashkiach, everything, you put everything in it, it's got one price. You make the same item, it might be cheaper, it might be more expensive, but it's not the same item. And so therefore I can say my item costs £3. You charge £1.50 for your item. I make a better Danish. I can charge £3 for a Danish. Then you come back to what Yossi said. So he says, okay, so I'll charge £8 for a Danish. You want to charge £8 for a Danish? Charge £20 for a Danish. I don't care what you want to charge. The market will be clear up to what price people are willing to pay for it. And sometimes you will find that if a Danish costs you £3 to make, but the oilman is only willing to pay £2.50 to buy a Danish, then you say, Danishes won't be part of my bakery. Because it costs £3 to make it, I can't sell for any more than £2.50, so I'm not going to lose 50 pence on a Danish. So then I won't have Danishes in my shop. And lots of shops have to make these decisions to say, certain items we don't sell, there's not enough margin on it, I can't make money on it. I'm sure every shop knows that there's certain items that you have, they say, I can't sell it. And I've had it with people that said to me, like, you know, if my costs go up 30-40%, I can't pass 30-40% on to the customer, they're not going to take it. But then I'll be left losing money. Okay, so then I won't make the item. I won't make the product. Sometimes it becomes untenable to do something. Mazal, let me finish. So the Arba Shulchan says that the whole discussion over here between the Rosh back and forth, whether it is or not, it's not or not, how much is or not, is all when there's no, when you're dealing with an exact price, and then people are moving that price up and down. But where there's no exact price anyway, right? So if there's a mechir in the shuk and you're charging more, then that's a question of enough. But what if there's no price in the shuk? That means you walk into five kosher shops, you get five different prices for the same item. That means that there isn't a price for this item. So you don't just say, well, the cheapest price is in kosher market because they have the least overheads and they take the smallest margin because they're not a for-profit shop. So therefore, everybody else that charges another 12%, 15% higher than kosher market, you're charging enough. Not true. It's not true. Because their whole system, their pricing system, their model, everything is different. You can't say that everybody now has to adopt the cheapest pricing model because then all these shops will just go out of business. And, you know, unfortunately, one of the shops just recently did go out of business, right? For more than one reason. But the issue is that you need to make the prices make sense for you. You need to work with it, and it needs to make sense according to your overheads, according to your costs, according to your deliveries, according to what else, other finance costs you have, and whatever else it's going to be. Right? Different people have different costs in their shops. It's not for me. I don't own a shop. So I can't tell you everything that goes into it. But people that have shops will be able to tell you there's a reason we charge a certain amount. Right? And you can't just look at the lowest price in the market and go, that's the price, and everybody else will charge more than that, as I know. Because there is no price. The fact that one shop can charge one thing and another shop can charge another thing is because they have different ways of pricing things and different ways of doing things. But since there's no exact, therefore, since there's no exact price, there cannot be Onah. Because Onah is 15 or 16 or 18 or 20% more than the price it's meant to be. But if there is no price it's meant to be, you can never say it's 20% more. 20% more than what? Than the price I was hoping to pay. What you're hoping to pay? That goes back to your question about the airline tickets. I was hoping to pay less for airline tickets also. It's unfortunate. I have to pay more. It just is what it is. But that's what there is in the market. So if that's what it is in the market, there's no issue. Now, could you have a question about the sort of the ethical, the moral side of things? Yeah, we can have a good discussion about that, and I would agree with you. But an iser de eraisa, can you say there are frum people that own a lot today that are taking advantage of other people and it's oinah and it's a chutzpah and we all want our money back? Mitzad adin, you won't have a tiny. You can say you don't think they're the nicest people, fine, but safe. But mitzad oinah, you don't have a tiny. Because the Rosh is saying oinah depends on pricing. And where pricing is fluid, then oinah will have to move along with that price. Because that's mekach u'memker. That's buying and selling. You can't set one price and say this is the price. In the olden days, there was a price for wheat. That was the price for wheat. There was a price for a grape for grapes. That was the price for grapes. Today, there is no such thing. So because there is no such thing, you can't charge enough. You can't use a system of pricing from 2,000 years ago and try to make rules on things that work totally different today. You have to use today's pricing, and only going to today's pricing can you work out or no. So that's the three things that the Arashulin says about it. No, I've gone a minute or two over time already. I'm sorry. Any questions will have to be later because somebody has, whoever's giving the share now, the Chumash Rashi will give the share. Kaddish. Anyone saying Kaddish?